The term moderate is a term of propaganda to describe those countries that basically follow Washington's line. So you have dictatorships such as Mubarak in Egypt, the monarchy in Jordan under Abdullah, you have the Saudi kingdom, you have the Emirates states as well, all basically doing Washington's bidding. Another term of propaganda that you'll hear quite often is the international community. These are the nations that also go along with Washington's line. So when you hear things that, you know, the international community is condemning Iran or the international community is protesting a particular action by Ahmadinejad or whatever, again, a term of propaganda. Just before I left Boulder, which was actually, I think, yesterday morning, I wrote to a Lebanese friend. She's with Hezbollah, which happens to be routinely called a terrorist organization, which I think is a gross misrepresentation of what Hezbollah actually is. It is it provides many services to the Lebanese people, particularly in the southern part of the country. But this I don't usually like to read, but since this is so fresh and covers a lot of points, if you'll just indulge me for a couple of minutes. To a Lebanese friend, Bush's visit, and I call this Bush of Arabia, Bush's visit to the client regimes in the Middle East is a circus. It is a photo opportunity for his White House scrapbook and future museum in Texas, not an opportunity for peace, as he proclaims. It is designed to give the impression that the United States, absurdly called an honest broker, another term of ludicrous propaganda, is engaged in something called a peace process with roadmaps and confidence-building measures. It is not intended to accomplish anything except to inject more U.S. weapons in the region and to raise false hopes. Witness the big arms deal just signed with the moderate Saudi rulers in Riyadh. And to give his remaining months in office, Bush's remaining months in office, a little bit of glamour and pizzazz, and to burnish his legacy. As to the latter, it is pretty clear he will go down as one of the worst presidents in U.S. history and a major war criminal who should be prosecuted for his crimes against humanity. And while Bush roams the lands of Araby, on 15 January, 18 Palestinians are killed. That made page 8 of the New York Times. The very next day, 6 Palestinians are killed. That made page 12. Imagine the media attention and prominence if Israelis were killed in those numbers. And as Kurt Vonnegut would say, and so it goes. Israel bombs Syria, and Turkey bombs and invades Iraq. Never mind, if you're allies of the empire, you have carte blanche. And the empire itself, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, the United States is the greatest purveyor of violence in the world. It is above the law and has a permanent get-out-of-jail pass. Double standards? More like quadruple standards. Bush of Arabia, there he was in robes, hobnobbing with the Saudi emirs and holding a sword and swaying back and forth. What a spectacle. Saudi Arabia is one of the most misogynist, homophobic, sectarian, fundamentalist regimes in the world, and the leader of the free world is kissing up to them and begging, please pump more oil. As I tell people here, if a Saudi woman were to go to sleep tonight and wake up tomorrow in Iran, she would think she was in heaven.